Hello and welcome back to the Eslet Radio Show. I am your host, Teo, and I'm joined by my almost permanent, potentially dangerous guest.
Sky, hello.
Who is also the host of the relatively new radio show, Behind the Desk.
Hi, Stream. Sorry, I forgot to transition. Yeah, I am. I have my own show.
You do? Where you talk about tech things more than we do on the Tech Degree Show.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit embarrassing.
But. That's funny.
Oh well. Listen to us, watch us on the stream.
We are now live. Thanks to some work that I did last week.
Yeah.
We now go out live to YouTube. If anyone's watching, hello YouTube audience, wave to your camera.
I was looking at the email that was telling me that we're live.
Oh. That's good that we're live.
Yeah.
At least I hope we are.
Well, we are.
Should be working fine. We might be a little bit loud, but that's fine. They can turn us down on their end.
I hate how low our cameras are because it's right on my nose and all my chins.
Well, there is a limited amount of things. I can't float things in the air for you.
Well, they used to be on cable ties.
Yeah, and then they fell down.
All right. Shall we get started with our first couple songs
this evening?
You've just got rid of what tells me what songs are on?
Yeah, sorry, I'm feeling. I can't show you OBS at the same time, it's a pain.
We've got Shake It Out by Florence and the Machine, Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo, and Lay Me Down by Sam Smith.
We do.
We'll see you in a minute.
We'll see you in a little bit, Stream. We're just going to talk when there's no music playing.
Yeah. So come watch us on the radio station if you listen to us on the radio station if you want to listen to the music.
Yeah. See ya.
Nice one. Sky's doing all of the things on the desk over there.
I'm doing too many things at once.
Looking like an octopus with those speedy hands.
I did it though.
So as we were saying before we stopped for some music, the stream.
yes, the stream. So this is
something that Sky's done.
I won't talk about it now because this is not my show and I'm not going to take over the entire show. Instead, if you would like to know about how the stream works, I don't know if this has been said in Film Talk or in Sports Show, which I think have both been streamed, but if you'd like some more information, then you can join me and a special guest on my show tomorrow at 5.
It's not me, guys. I've never been invited onto the Sky show.
You've been invited. You're just always at work.
Owen, if you're watching the stream now, it's not that it keeps not working. We just mute while we're listening to songs.
Yeah.
To encourage people to go over to the radio thing and so that we don't get copyrighted.
We might, if people at home are lucky, we might get to hear some of Teo's lovely singing later on in the show. And for that, I will put the stream on so that you can hear Teo singing.
Yeah, now that I know Owen's watching, am I?
Is Owen watching? Do we know if Owen's watching?
Yeah, he's texting me.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. Hi, Owen.
So if you want to know how the stream was done and other tech-related things about the studio that we host the radio show from, head over to Behind the Desk.
And you will be able to learn from what I tell you.
When are you live, Bubs?
I am live 5 until 7, hopefully.
Very nice.
Yeah. Long show, 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours. Not
it's
like
usually
my one
2 hours
hour.
Of me talking to myself. So with the guest, hopefully it'll be a little bit more interesting.
You can correct everything that they're saying.
Yeah, well.
That might give you a hint to who it is.
It'll be fine.
If you watch the rest of our shows, that might give you a hint to who
Stop
it is.
Stop trying to leak my guest.
I'm not trying to leak your guest. I'm just giving people hints. And that encourages them to watch the rest of the shows.
Okay.
So.
That's not what's supposed to be on that screen.
As this is an Eslet show, should we get back to the Eslet business?
Alright.
So, I've been invited on some tours.
You have?
I don't know if I spoke about my other one on here, but a couple months ago I was invited on to, or I was handpicked from my year by a guest lecturer that I won't mention so that if anyone from my course listens to this, don't get jealous.
Still might get jealous, they just won't know who picked you.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, what's Owen saying? Hang on, stealing phones.
Can't show it because it would say who it is.
Oh.
Yeah, so I've been invited onto a tour, and it's so very exciting. Next January and February, I'll be touring for 2 months during my third year of the degree.
Yeah, you will.
Which is quite exciting. It's a UK tour.
Seeing all of the UK.
Yeah. And then I got a call yesterday from the same person that got me my first tour about a tour in 2 months. Two months and 2 weeks. I will be going off and touring Europe.
Yeah.
With a band that I won't mention.
Do you remember roughly the places you go?
I'm starting in the UK for a couple of days, doing the Royal Albert Hall as my first venue or my first show.
Which is a pretty...
It's a very...
Interesting jump into the industry.
Chucking me straight into the deep end.
They really are.
Like Sky did with her family. And... yeah, so I'm starting at the Royal Albert Hall, and then I don't remember exactly the order or the specific places, but I'm going to Germany, Belgium, Norway, France, and there's one other really small place that's in between all of those ones.
What have you said so far?
It begins with an S.
Slovakia?
Yeah, that one. I'm going there as well. And this is over 2 weeks. Well, just under 2 weeks.
Yeah, about 14 days, give or take.
So that'll be very exciting. If you head over to Teo Live, which was tagged in the first Instagram post on the Eslet show. Teo Light, sorry, not live.
Teo Live.
which is my personal tech account. You'll be able to keep up with me and see what I'm doing while on tour.
Do you know the funniest thing? I don't think I follow that account.
That's so rude. Follow that account and you'll be able to see what I'm up to while I'm on tour for those two different times. And I'll try and post things through third year as well, so you can see what we're up to there. And obviously I'll talk about them on here.
Yeah, on the Eslet show.
Yeah, because that's what this is for.
This is talking about Eslet and stuff.
So very excited about those tours. My first tour with my first venue was supposed to be some random one in Manchester next year. My first venue and my first tour is now in 2 months, and it's the Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah.
It's quite a big difference.
It is, but it's very exciting.
Yeah. But on this Europe tour, I'm not entirely sure what I'm doing during the shows.
Right.
I might be assisting operating, or I might be like on a backup desk in case something goes wrong.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. Whereas on my tour next year, I'll be working with similar people, and I'll be operating and assisting with... So I'll be assisting with lasers? I'll be assisting with video. No, I'll be assisting with lighting, and I'll be operating video.
Very
fancy.
Which
is very cool. Keep up with the show. Keep up with the Eslet Instagram and the Teo Light Instagram to find out what I'm up to over the next year or so.
It's going to be a very busy time for you.
It's going to be very
busy.
Would
we like to get into some more songs?
Yes, let's get into more songs. So we have our musical section next.
Love the musical section.
So we have Stay Alive from Hamilton.
Stay Alive Reprise from Hamilton.
Sorry, yeah. Sincerely Me from Dear Evan Hansen. Alright. Road to Hell Reprise from Hadestown. And then Freeze Your Brain from Heathers. See you in a minute. Hello. Ooh, well done, Sky.
Look at me go. Hello, stream. Hello, radio.
Welcome back. So, Hadestown. If you were listening last year to season 2 of Eslet, hosted by Josh Brunning, the very end episodes where I was a guest, we were talking about Hadestown.
Were you?
Yeah, because we both quite like the musical. Well, the songs anyway. Neither of us have actually seen the musical. Mm-hmm. But I might be going during the summer.
You might. You're abandoning me to go.
I am abandoning you to go. I'm abandoning you to go to London with my family, aren't I?
Yeah. And so I can't go watch it.
Yeah. If you came on holiday with me, then you'd miss me less.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, Hadestown. I'm really excited about going to see it.
Something else I want to bring up as we're talking about Hadestown.
Yeah,
that version of Road to Hell Reprise, I don't think either of us have ever heard before.
No. Yeah, we were a bit surprised about that. Sorry about that. The first 2 minutes was just...
Yeah, it seems like... Yeah, so you'll have to tell me after you've watched it where that actually comes in. I imagine at the end.
Yeah, it probably is at the end.
I don't know.
So, as... Soldering. I was supposed to be soldering today.
Yes.
I couldn't think of how to go into it, so I just...
Soldering.
So, my last practical lesson today, we were supposed to be soldering the PCBs we had designed.
Mm-hmm.
But they hadn't been made yet.
Ah, so you couldn't solder them.
Yeah. So instead, I did some practice soldering and made a bug.
You made a bug?
So, they have just, like, squares of test boards that you can solder onto.
Breadboard?
Breadboard? Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And I got 6 blue legs.
That might be wrong.
Blue wires. And stuck them as legs, 3 on either side. I then got 2 red wires and stuck them in as antennas and then curled the ends.
So...
And then I got 4 purple short wires and stuck them over the top of the back to make stripes on the bug.
So when you said you'd made a bug, I assumed you had, like, they'd got a bunch of those kits where you can make little robotic bugs that walk along.
Oh, no. No.
No. You no, literally just...
I was practice soldering.
Did you really solder well?
Yeah, I did. No, I didn't solder very well, because I haven't done it since last year.
Oh.
But,
You're letting the team down. It's not like I burn myself every time I solder.
No, I didn't solder very well. But hopefully next week when it's my actual PCB, it'll be better. Because this is very interesting.
Completely distracted. Would you like to introduce the songs?
Yeah, sure. So the next section is our Adele section. If Scott, thank you for scrolling down enough so I could see the songs.
Mm-hmm.
We have 3 Adele sections. We have Set Fire to the Rain, Rumour Has It, which I don't know what that is. I might probably recognise it when we see it, and Someone Like You.
Enjoy. We're going to keep talking. We are going to keep talking on stream. Would you like to put your mic in front of your mouth? Without destroying everything,
hello,
please. We're going to keep talking because we're not currently live, so it doesn't matter. I want to talk some more about soldering.
Mm.
So when I was first really soldering, which was quite a while ago, my dad got me... They're looking at their phone, which you'll be able to see. My dad got me a little kit.
I'm texting the only person that's listening. I'll just tell you, Owen. We were muting while the songs were on, so that... because we didn't want people listening to our conversation, basically, off stream.
Yeah, it's your show.
We did have a little banner that said we're muted.
Yeah, I just didn't.
We just muted for that amount of time while the songs are playing.
Yeah. Anyway, yes. Bug. So it was a little bug kit. So it was like a remote controlled bug that ran along the cable, and I was soldering it because, of course, I had to, and I didn't want to wait for Dad because I was impatient.
Mm.
So I started soldering it on my own, and using that kit, I managed to burn my hands with a soldering iron 3 times.
Oh, wow.
One of them was
Did it come with, like, a little bad soldering iron?
No, I was using Dad's powerful soldering iron, because I'm an idiot. I burnt...
Oh, it said Slifer.
I burnt a triangle into my finger, because, of course, the...
Oh.
So I got, like, a little triangle burnt into my finger. That was painful. I've never been very good with hot metal near me.
What is grilling food?
So, grilling is usually, you have, like, the grate, you have heat under it, and then you put it onto that. That's grilling. Frying is with oil.
Because so what I was looking at while we were talking earlier on radio,
yeah,
Mum texted me saying, do you grill much? This is a bargain, with no context, no photo or anything.
Okay.
And I read it as, when, like, the notification popped up, I read it as, do you girl much? Which is why I stopped to read the notification.
Right, okay. Would you like to give the stream some context on that one or not?
Nah.
Nah, alright. Back to me.
Well, I still don't have the context of the message other than...
Yeah, that's very true.
Because I said, not really. Why? So fair. Hopefully I'll get a response and I can update you then.
When I was younger, younger than when I was soldering, my dad was welding something. He was welding bits of metal together, as you do when you weld.
You got a welder at home?
Dad welds, yeah.
Oh. I've never used a welder. I always wanted to.
Or he was grinding. He's probably doing both. We are live.
Hello.
Yes, well, he was working on some metal. And I obviously, the child in me thought, oh, he's just put that down, I'll grab it.
Oh no.
He was wearing like heatproof gloves, obviously. And I grabbed it just straight on my hand. And it took child me a couple seconds before I dropped it on the floor. That was a fun time.
You were a stupid child.
I didn't go to A&E.
Oh, my message should be back.
I had my hand submerged in freezing cold water for probably about half an hour.
Yeah.
I am a very
George
safe
Foreman
individual.
Classic grill. If you want to if you like grilling, there is a George Foreman classic grill for £25 at Lidl. I don't know how much you can see that. Sky, can you indicate me?
Yeah, that's pretty good actually.
Yeah. Still don't know what it is.
It looked like a panini press.
It does kind of look like a toasty.
It probably kind of, it's a semi-toasty, semi-grill.
Like
so it's such a very, I guess, are we millennials? Who are millennials?
I don't know what we are. I think millennials is a bit older than us, isn't it?
Possibly. We're something. It's a very millennial thing to say.
What?
Instead of calling it a grill, calling it like a panini press.
Is it the same thing?
I mean, the hot bits are metal that you squish stuff in.
Yeah, but I thought you had to... I thought grill was just underneath, you said.
It is. Original grills are, but I imagine new ones.
Well, that's a classic, so surely it would just be one.
Oh, yeah, but it's probably just advertising, isn't it? Right, stream, we're going to go away for a little bit.
Owen says we're both Gen Z. I don't want to be associated as a Gen Z.
I don't think we really get a choice.
Can I be a millennial instead?
What's Owen?
Owen's probably a millennial. Owen, if you're not Owen.
What generation are you? I would look at chat, but hang on. I should load up stream chat, shouldn't I, really? It's fine. No one's talked in stream
Owen's
chat.
Quoting you now.
Quoting me?
It might be me. No, it was you. I think it was you.
Why is Owen quoting me? What have I done?
Oh, the stream's a bit delayed.
The stream is delayed.
They're hot bits of metal that you squish things in.
I mean,
so it's a toaster. Oh, he's ringing me.
All right, we can bring Owen on stream.
Hello, Owen.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm also Gen Z. Why did you say I was a millennial?
Well, because I didn't think we were that. Like,
Owen was?
No, I thought we were on the edge of.
Right.
The two.
Nah.
And I know that you're a little bit old. Are you a little bit older than us?
I'm 22.
A little bit older than us.
I'm not pushing 30.
Sorry, Owen, I didn't realise that's where the edge was. I didn't realise that's where the bracket was, sorry.
Jeez, man.
We're nice to people.
Oh, hang up on me.
He's probably annoyed. I don't blame him.
Oh, someone's donated to our Just Giving.
Right, we're going to go for a little bit, stream. We will talk to you again. Actually,
we've still got another song.
We do still have another song.
Stream,
we will be back in a couple minutes. And you will get to listen to some of Tao's amazing singing.
Maybe.
Whether they like it or not. So we will see you in a little bit. Goodbye, stream.
Bye-bye. Hello. Welcome
Hello,
back.
Radio and stream. Stream heard a lovely singing there by Tao, which I'm sure they'll
horrible.
Love me for. If anyone's listening at home, can you please clip that so that I can post it on Instagram later?
No, don't.
It's on YouTube now.
No, it can be deleted off YouTube. You can cut it out of the edit.
It won't be. I can tell you that for sure. Anyway, you have an idea for this?
It's not that good. Oh, yeah. Owen said this is going to be great when me and Sky clip it tomorrow. And I said, which bit? And he said, they said the whole
character. He already knows. They already know. They know what's going on.
No. yes. So, before we stopped for that section, I mentioned Just Giving page. Me and Sky are splitting a 5K swim during the swimathon. here in Derby on the 26th of April.
We are.
It's completely separate from the uni.
Yep, this is just something we're doing because we decided that we wanted to do.
And we're raising money for several cancer charities.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yes, so before Skye came home today... Before Skye came home today, I was drawing.
You were drawing?
I was doing rough sketches of some things that I was designing. And they were going to be modular, like, gameplay. How would you describe them? Modular gameplay sections?
I'd call it, like, a gaming table kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, like, you created different things, modules that you could put, like, cards in and, like, store stuff in. So it would be it would be like a game map, but taken to the extreme.
Yeah. That you can connect together because it would be magnets. To have, like, so you can customize it depending on what game you're playing. Because I was scrolling on Etsy and couldn't find anything that I really liked. Because you either had, like, hexagons that were just completely plain hexagons.
Yeah.
Or you had, like, a set strip for cards and then three things. And it was just laser cut. And I was like, we can do that. So I've started designing some. Which would be quite cool.
If you do end up designing it, I would suggest not using magnetic strips, though.
No?
Because, to be fair, we might talk about this a little bit in the break while there's songs going. Because, actually, tell you what, do you want to introduce some songs?
Mm-hmm.
And then...
So, the next two songs and the final songs before we say goodbye are... Play the Game by Queen, Send the Reaper by Those Damn Crows, and then Anti-Hero by Taylor Swift. See you in a minute.
Hello, stream. It's just stream time now. Mm-hmm. So yeah, with a magnetic strip, if you put something on it, it's going to attach wherever. If you had like four magnets, it'll lock into a position. So it'll pull itself into a certain position.
Yeah, I guess so. But I wanted to do it because although they're going to be like, there'll be a main sort of size that it follows.
Yeah.
I didn't want you to be limited by where you could put things because of the different sizes. Because unless they're all the exact same size, you're going to be limited to which ones you can actually use.
Well, you just put more magnets on the bigger ones, and then it can slot whenever.
Yeah, I guess so.
It would, more research is required. Yeah.
More research on magnets.
Any more talking about that, or... No?
No.
Right. We will... Head
mute
off
for a little bit. And
yeah,
then...
we'll mute for a little bit, and then we'll unmute for the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, see you in a little bit, stream. Well, you'll still see us, but of course, you won't be able to hear us, so not as good.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
We're back.
We weren't expecting it to cut that soon.
No, it cut a bit quicker than we were expecting.
Yeah.
But it is the end of the show.
It is the end of the show. Thank you for joining us all again.
Let's transfer so we're actually on the stream. There we go.
Thank you for joining us all again. We hoped you enjoyed the show.
Yeah.
I
thought we had... I think it was been a fun time.
We will... Well, I hope you all had a good Easter. I probably should have said that at the start.
I said that on my stream, so it's fine.
We will be back next week. And then the week after is my birthday.
It is.
And I'm undecided whether we do a birthday stream or not.
Fair.
But we'll definitely be back next week. Probably. Maybe.
We will probably be back next week. in relation to the live stream side, I apologise for me messing up. I will get used to it.
It's new within like a couple of days, isn't it? So
yeah, but I said, oh, surely that works. I've only just figured out how to actually do a radio show, let alone having to run a live stream at the same time. It's a little tedious.
If you want more from Skye before we get back next week,
you can join me tomorrow.
Yeah.
On Behind the Desk. Would you like to talk about some of the other shows we have, or would you like me to talk?
We also have Film Talk.
You're missing one first.
Oh, I wasn't going to do it in order. I was just going to do it off of the ones that I could remember.
Nope. So, coming up later on in this week, we have Recall Therapy, which has come back from, I think it was a couple
of
years
ago.
Last year. Recall Therapy is back. I believe that's on a Thursday, around 2 to 3-ish. And then we have She Talks Sport... at 12:30, we have what do we have? We have Friday Afternoons with Sam at a time between that and the Adam Peekle Show. All on Friday. And then we have Film Talk on Mondays.
Yep.
And then we have Sports Show on Phantom on Tuesdays. And then we have the Eslet Show again.
Yep. Finally picking back up with number of shows that we have.
Yeah. We're getting
there. We originally thought we were going to start with like one show.
We've got a decent amount now.
Yeah, we're back up with loads. So can they find all of the times for shows?
That's,
or is it just
all
a
on
case
the website.
On of finding the Instagram?
It is all on the website.
Oh, okay. Go check out...
For the radio, we need to go.
Yeah, go check out the website. See what shows are on, what might pique your interest. Or just listen to all of them so you get a taste of everything.
Yeah.
Head over to our Instagrams. Phantom Medius. The Eslet Show.
Behind the desk.
Shoe Talk Sport.
I don't know the Instagrams at all.
Does Film Talk have a
Film Talk
Instagram?
Has an Instagram, I believe.
I thought it was just the Phantom one. It might just be the Phantom one.
I will confirm that at some point.
Anyway, we've got to go now because I've got to go do staff training at Moreways.
Yep, so goodbye.